Botox, Brava bras, and the business of beauty. I looked through the one-way mirror and prepared myself. It's not often that one gets a totally honest view of his physical appeal to others. Today was my day, and the stakes were high. I had just completed a television pilot for the Walt Disney Company, and they had hired a firm to evaluate me and the show. That meant focus groups, gatherings of everyday folk who are paid a small fee to give their opinions about something they've never seen before, responding to questions from a moderator who was determined to get to their core feelings about the product before them, in this case, me. A bunch of Disney executives were waiting to devour every word uttered about my performance, and they, too, were sitting behind the one-way mirror. Did I mention how uncomfortable this was? The first group was every man's fantasy. During the question-and-answer session, when asked about my looks, one woman jumped right in. "Oh, yeah, he's cute and sexy. I like him." The other women in the group nodded in assent. The corners of my mouth curled up slightly as I remembered an aunt who used to tease me as a kid, calling me Ugg, short for ugly. Fortunately, Aunt Frances wasn't here today. Once the moderator had finished with this group, another was led into the room. The torture was about to begin all over again, eventually leading to the same question, followed by a quick but different response. "I like the show, but the host of the show is not very good-looking. Not very sexy." Again, heads bobbed in unison. I swallowed hard. Aunt Frances must be here after all.